Well, good morning. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the chilly Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am so excited and delighted for each one of you to join us this morning on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. And we're tagging today, Hunger and Thirst After Righteousness Thursday. Amen, because the Bible tells us they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the Most High God, for being the awesome God, for being the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us here once more again. You woke us up this morning rejoicing in your name, glorifying in your name, realizing, Father God, that you are God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that all the people have gathered here on the call this morning to hunger and thirst after you. And you told us, Lord, we shall be filled. We thank you. We glorify you. We honor you for the co-founders of this wonderful call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you, oh God, for their saying yes, they saying yes, and then turn around, Lord God, and continue to call and bless us, Lord, with the people of God that are bringing forth a powerful message, such as the messenger that's coming forth today. We glorify you, Father, for anointing the woman of God like never before, oh God. We thank you, Father, for strengthening her and keeping her in perfect peace. And, Lord, as we receive what the Spirit has to say through her this morning, Lord God, we thank you in advance that we will not be just hearers, but we'll be doers of your word, that we will go forth in the marketplace and be the people that you called us to be. We thank you, Father God, that you have brought us in a place where we can cry, Abba, Father. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift coming forth this day and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC, I'm telling you, I'm so excited that each one of you joined us this morning, and now I will turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, and thank you so, so very much for greeting the people of God this morning. Well, good morning. This is Minister Willa, and I reside here in Tampa, Florida, and with warmest of kingdom greetings, I greet you here on the Master's Call. Well, as you know, that this Master's Call is a house of prayer, and so on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you. We just thank you so much for starting your day off this way here on the Master's Call. Now, you know, the Master's Call is we have a scripture verse that we rely on, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we also have a theme for this year. And because the Lord blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme each and every year. So this year, our theme is, in 2017, God will manifest our goals and dreams. And then we have a statement, a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We are just so thankful what God is doing for us here on the Master's Call. And if you want to, and the messages are already there, they're archived, and you can hear every message from the inception of this call, because we have been here, praise the Lord, for 7 whole years. Can you believe God is just, we believe he's good, but it's amazing how fast time has gone by. And so those messages, if you want to hear the replay, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677#. Again, that's just for today's message, 712-432-1085. Now, to hear all the messages from the inception of the call, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And those, you will be able to hear each and every message, as I said, from the inception of this call. Now, as you know, we are a place of prayer, and we believe in praying for you even when we're not here on the Master's Call together. However, if you should have a prayer request that you would want to send to us, because we do stay over a little bit longer on Fridays, if you have a prayer request you want to send to us, you can do that by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and know that we will be praying for you. The Master's Call is run by a team of people. We can't do this all by ourselves, and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts patently certainly can't. We have not been successful without you. And we know that this is not a private club. There is no audition to be done. And so we are always asking for new people, for you, our family, to join us here at the Master's Call if you want to. If you want to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Brenda so beautifully do, or if the Lord has put it on your heart to host, as I am doing now, or if God has given you a word that you want to share, you can do so by letting us know by contacting our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And you can get to that call by going to 515-739-1015. Again, 515-739-1015. The PIN code is 799255#. Again, 799255#. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Now, we were all knitted together here on this call by the Diez de Leon family, Artist Life. And the company was founded over 25 years ago by the Diez de Leon family, as I've said. So to find out more about what this company is all about, you can get with the person who told you about artists, about this call, to find out more about Artist Life. And I can guarantee you that an appointment with artists will change your life forever. Well, so much for the announcements. I am just so delighted to introduce our speaker for this morning. She is no stranger to the Master's Call. As a matter of fact, she is one of our prayer warriors. She is our sister. She is our friend. And she always bring it with a word of transparency. And she is none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. Minister Kai received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Minister Kai is currently working on a Doctorate of Ministry and is a candidate in transformation leadership. God has given Minister Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and to share that with others. God has led Kai to find Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births a Ministry. And the books are available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Kai is a mother to Christopher, who is a graduate, and she is just so proud of what Christopher is doing now, a man of God. Kai is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained her to do and has ordained for her life. And so now I present to some and introduce to others my sister, my friend, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such a wonderful introduction. I tell you, every time I hear that, I have to look around the room and say, who are they talking about? And realize, but God. I want to thank, Minister Brenda, our wonderful prayer general, for seating and greeting and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, my beloved sister, Minister Willa, hosting with such grace and Jesus joy. And, of course, if not for the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, and just thank them. But giving all praise, glory, and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are going to jump right into the word today because prayerfully we will be wrapping up the message that we've been going through on chase your call, not your challenges. So we've done the three calls that you have to accept, who is called, and yesterday we began to talk about chasing the call. So today we're going to get right back into chasing the call. Our God does not leave things to chance. He calls those that he knows will respond to the call. And he gave us a perfect example of what that call being walked out is supposed to look like in Jesus. Jesus grew up. He had a 3-year time of preparation to go into what his call was. And his call was to die on the cross so that we might be returned to right relationship with God. Our call often comes, so Jesus' call came because there was a need for help. We needed him to help us get back into right relationship. There was a need for hope, and that hope was returning to God in the proper form, and a need to hear. We needed to hear what thus says the Lord. Our calls are similar. Our calls often come when someone needs help. God is very clear on our responsibility to help others. Hebrews 13 and 16 states, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The God desires for us to sacrifice and help one another. Philippians 2 and 4 says, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. God does not want us to be selfish. He does not want us to be self-centered or self-absorbed. God wants us to make sure that we are looking to meet not only our own needs, but to meet the needs of others. He wants us to be outward-centered, so that everything he is pouring into us, we allow to flow out to others that are around us. See, people need help. And part of our call is to help them. 1 Timothy 5 and 8 says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So we must meet the needs of those God has placed in our path. It's an option. You can choose not to, but then the consequences that come are based on your disobedience. So he gives us an option. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Now, that does not mean that we allow ourselves to be used or taken advantage of, but instead we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in our helping. See, because we can't meet every need. We can't fix every situation and circumstance. But if God says, then we are to do. So if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in our helping, and most importantly, we know we can stand on Psalm 46 and 1. God is a very present help in our trouble. So God is about helping us. And when he calls us, we are to help others. And then sometimes the call comes with some because someone needs to hear. See, people need to hear the word of God. It is also imperative that when God gives the call, we are careful what we allow to come out of our mouths. There are people around us who are listening and watching and hanging on every word that comes out of our mouths. If we are not careful with our words, what they hear will not be what God intended. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God." Now, if we are not speaking the word of God, then how will people's faith come? See, it is our job as those who are called to speak forth the word of God. We are to speak life, which was what God gave me in the founding of my ministry. Speak life. See, because if we're always tearing down and condemning, then we aren't speaking life. We are not building the kingdom. So we have to watch what we say because we need to sometimes help people hear only that which God called them to hear, and that is the word of God. So we have to be careful, and Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the divisions of the soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and is discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So as we speak the word of God in love, not to beat people over the head, not to harm them, but when we speak the word of God in love, the people will hear what they need to hear, and the word of God will take care and accomplish everything that God has sent it forth to do. See, we're not responsible for that. And people also need hope. It is a miserable place to be in, to be hopeless. Let me tell you, from experience, I can speak that situation. To be in a situation where you feel like you have nothing left, there's no reason to go on, but God. So God often calls us when his children need hope. So we have to make sure that even in our times of need, that we don't present a hopeless image to others, that we don't get to the point, or if we get to the point that we have to have someone that we can go to and speak honestly with so that they can help repair our hope, because God does not desire us to be hopeless. So there are some things that we must do when we hear God's call, and they are obey immediately, obey exactly, and obey boldly. So in obeying immediately, we can look at verse 10 of Acts, of Acts 14, 6 through 10, 6 through 12. We can look at verse 10. "Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." Paul didn't wait. He didn't have to make no plans. He didn't have to pray and seek God and get direction. He obeyed immediately. He didn't wait. He did not procrastinate, because Paul had an understanding that delayed obedience is disobedience. Because he didn't want to wait and see, well, maybe, you know, maybe if I work this out this way and we can go next week. No, God said go. Paul got up the next morning, packed up his stuff, put everybody on the ship, and they set out for where God was sending them. So he obeyed immediately. See, we want to wait. We got to check, see if we were sure we were hearing God. But the word says, his sheep hear his voice, and a voice of a stranger they will not follow. So if you're his, then his voice you should know. You should be praying and spending time in prayer and meditating on his word enough to know when he is giving you that unction through the Holy Spirit to do something. And we have to also obey exactly. "Therefore, sailing from Taurus, we ran straight course to Smyrna, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city in that part of Macedonia." So they went straight to where they were going. Now, because of the travel methods of that time, they had to do some things. They had to sail to one place and then walk some other places. So it took a little time, but they did it exactly as God ordained. Okay? We're going to head out immediately, and we're going to get to where God is telling us to go, because clearly there was a need in that place for the gospel. See, God wanted to spread the word. So not only did they obey immediately, they obeyed exactly as God said. And then they obeyed boldly. And what do you mean by they obeyed boldly? They didn't care what other people thought. They stepped boldly out on exactly what they heard God said for them to do. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. So Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of the rams." You see, we have to be bold enough to obey God no matter what it costs us. And yes, it's going to cost us some things. See, our relationship with God is not free. It was paid for by Jesus on the cross. So what are we willing to obey, to pay, to give up for that call? Now, obeying his call will result in the following things. We will have his power to walk it out. His grace will be sufficient enough for us to get through it. We will have his blessing and his comfort. See, God's not going to send us out into a thing and not give us what we need for that thing. When he calls us, he will encourage us, and he will lead us through the path. 2 Corinthians 7, 5, and 6. "For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fear. Nevertheless, the God who comforts and downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus." See, God doesn't just send you out into the world without preparing you. He doesn't just call you. See, everything that you've gone through to this stage has been preparation for you to accept your call. The call of salvation prepared you for your call to sanctification. Your call to sanctification prepared you for your call to service. See, God has been preparing you with each and every step. He's not just going to cast you out. He encourages you. He fights against those things you're fighting against. He joins in the battle, and he wages the warfare. So if you're truly walking out the call he has placed on your life, then he will handle the challenges that come with that call. He's not going to leave you. He's going to encourage you. He is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. That doesn't mean it comes easy. That doesn't mean it's free. You've got to be willing to give of yourself in ways that you have never thought that you could. You've got to be willing to be transparent to the point where it's painful sometimes, so that others can see what God can do through a surrendered life. That testimony is not for you, but it's for that person God is putting in your pathway. We have to understand that the call comes because God trusts us enough to respond. We have to be prepared for that call. And that preparation comes through honest self-evaluation of where you are spiritually. And then surrendering that to God and saying, "Okay, Lord, where are you taking me with this?" We must chase the call and not the challenge. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that beautiful word, challenge your call, not your, chase your call, not your challenges. And I will be calling you back for our benediction. And we are now going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you so much for your daughter, Minister Kai, bringing us that rich, rich word. Oh, how she blesses our life each and every time. Lord, we know that we are blessed to be a blessing, and so we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for the opportunity we have been afforded to get together here. And Lord, now we ask that you would continue to bless them indeed. Lord, continue to order their footsteps and please give them rest. Father, we lift up our prayer requests to you. We lift up our dear sisters, Ada LaVette Grace, O God, and our dear sister, Kendra Carter, O God, and our brother, Blackwell, in the name of Jesus, and our dear Minister Robin's grandmother, Lord. Father, there are illnesses they are battling, but we know that you said in your word that everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus, and by your stripes, we are healed. So, Father, we thank you for the healing that you have placed upon them already. Father, we lift up our bereaved families. Father, we thank you for the successful homegoing celebration for our dear Minister Brenda's Uncle Harry. And, Father, we ask that you continue to comfort their family, Lord. And we ask, oh God, that you continue to be with all the families who have put loved ones to rest. And now, God, we pray for those during this Christmas holiday season where loved ones are not there, Lord. And we bind any kind of depression in the name of Jesus. And, Father, let us each reach out to someone who we know who may be going through something of that, who may have just lost a loved one. Now, God, we give you praise, and we thank you so much. Thank you for each and every person who has joined us on the call this morning. We ask your blessings on them indeed, Lord, that you cover them with your precious love. We give you praise, and we call it done. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I said, you're going to want to go back and hear that wonderful message, that blessed message that Minister Kai brought to us. And that number for the playback is 712-432-1085. And the pen code is 957-677-pound. Also, now I have the MMC number because I gave the wrong number initially. And so I hope this is the correct number. If not, somebody jump on in and let me know. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So I now will put you back in the hands of our blessed speaker this morning. And as our Minister Kai, and as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just know I love me some you. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. The number is 712-770-4005. And the access number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound.
Okay, I got it right. Thank you so much,
okay.
Minister Brenda. Thank you, Minister Kai.
Now let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time of fellowship that we've had together, Lord, that your word forth came forth unhindered, uninterrupted, clear, and as you ordained it to be. Lord, we thank you that you continue to work it out in us as we continue to patiently learn and grow from one another, and most importantly, from you. So, Lord, we thank you for your love, your kindness, Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, O Heavenly Father, we just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, the MMC number is 712-770-4005. 4005, and the access code is 294617#. We hope to hear you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Goodbye.